America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tre'Davious is one of those dudes. Think about where he was trained, okay? He was trained up in Buffalo by Sean McDermott. He's very, very adept at split safety, quarters, half-field coverages. He's a guy who can play a lot of two-man because he's real smart. Tre'Davious is one of the smartest corners in the NFL. He just got bit by the injury bug.
Yeah.
So now you have to protect him a little bit. He isn't that island corner anymore. This is really like a testament to him. He's a great system fit in Baltimore, and he's a culture fit in Baltimore. How many times has John Harbaugh talked about, like, the most important thing that we have down here is culture? All the strong personalities in that locker room. Trey White is one of the most professional dudes in the NFL. He's one of my favorite people.
Louis Riddick on Tre'Davious White goes to Baltimore. I think they're wearing their new purple helmets tomorrow.
Have they worn those yet?
No.
Do they have like a gold stripe on the top too, I think?
That sounds right.
Okay. All right, so see those.
The contender report. Got a number on the Chiefs, if you want it. I want to talk about the Chiefs.
Sorry. Fine. Go ahead. What do we got?
The Chiefs lead.
What are they doing really well now?
The third down conversion.
Oh, I did see this, actually. Warren, is it Mahomes specific?
It's Warren Sharp has that they're 54% on third down this year through one of the touchdowns they scored. And that number, 54% on third downs, would not just be the best third down team of the year. The Chiefs would be the best third down conversion team through 9 weeks in 13 years.
Yeah. Yeah. This goes in line with this almost the same exact stat that Mahomes, even though he's like 21st in the league in EPA per dropback this year, is number one in EPA per dropback on third and fourth down. So what is he doing? He's playing with his food on first and second down?
Well, what's happening?
Because at that point, what does it matter? Like, if you're getting the conversion on third down, you're getting the same result.
One thing they're doing is they're running a lot on first and second down in Kansas City.
That's true.
You know, question for you about that. So I had that stat for you on how good they are on third down. We know the Ravens by DVOA are the third best offense ever right now.
Right.
In the DVOA era, if you wanted. And then there's the stat that the Commanders average 43 yards per drive, which would be the best ever also. I've got multiple teams out there that have really, really good high-powered offenses. The Bills has awakened a little bit, right? The Bills look like they have a good offense. Remember weeks 1 and 2 when offense was dead? Did that conversation end?
Forgot about that. So I think yes, because I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Scoring is this, and you might still see numbers that scoring is down. But
I think it ended for us when the Bills played the Jaguars.
Might be. They blew out the Jaguars. Everybody blows out the Jaguars.
That's true.
They're pretty rough.
But I think it felt like it ended there. Is it true, though, that feels like it's true that it's progressed back up?
Well, it's about... I always thought that when that conversation was happening, it was a couple things. It was young quarterbacks, some teams with bad quarterbacks. More teams are willing to, you know, throw a guy out there who's not ready, and then... All right, he's to the bench and the backup is in. I actually saw this laid out pretty well about Anthony Richardson. So, Richardson, the Bills play the Colts this week. And the way that the structure of NFL contracts works now, and how, think of it this way. We know the rookie quarterback contract is the most valuable thing in the sport, right? Because if you hit it, you have an incredible player at no money. So yeah. Right now the Commanders are just, holy cow, Jaden Daniels has the best contract in the entire NFL. He's a rookie contract quarterback who's lighting it up. And it's why receivers and quarterbacks moved up in the draft quite a bit. Quarterbacks first, obviously. And receivers are now like the next best value in the draft. It's why they're moving into the first round even more. But anyway, getting back to this point, what's the natural progression of that? The natural progression of that is you draft one, and then you decide in a year or a year and a half, like, he's not it, let's throw him away and just do it again. Mm-hmm. There's no drawback. It used to be that if your quarterback needed 2.5 years, you had to do it because before the rookie wage scale was introduced, you had committed $53 million to this player. You sunk cost. You have to do everything you can to make sure that Sam Bradford is good. You've already spent all the money. Now, look at the Patriots. The Patriots drafted Mac Jones. What do you have, 2 years?
Yeah.
See you later. Another quarterback. Not 5 years. Not year three, year four of that rookie deal. Was it 3 years he got ultimately?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
He was getting pulled in and out of the third year.
If you're the Colts, you could say, what are the Colts doing? You just dump Richardson and draft one next year. Try to move up. As long as you're not spending crazy draft capital to do it, if the Colts season falls apart, let's say that Shane Steichen has thought, I've seen enough of Richardson. I don't think it's there. The NFL draft order right now, the Colts in the next 2 weeks play the Bills and the Lions, I believe. And if the draft were today, the Colts would draft 12th.
Okay.
They're 4-5.
Uh-huh.
What if they finished 5-12? What if Flacco goes in and just throws him to the bottom and they say, yeah, we decided Richardson isn't it. We gave it 2 years. He can't stay healthy. He can't hit intermediate passes. Don't like him. Throw it away. It was cheap. It was cheap anyway. So if we're going to treat those quarterback contracts, those entry-level deals, like they are kind of coupons for free value, then you'll just discard them quickly.
You are spending a huge asset in the draft pick, though.
For sure.
To do that.
But wouldn't you just... Let's go back to the idea you should take one every year until you find one that hits.
Right.
2 years ago, they spent a big asset on it, and they've decided it didn't work. How different is that than the Carolina Panthers' second-round pick on Jonathan Mingo? 2 years later, get him out of here for a fourth. Like, we just don't think it's there.
Yeah.
He's been passed. He's not good enough. Teams willing to, as the cap goes way, way, way up, and salaries go way up, wasting your time on a guy that's cheap. Well, let's just get out of this.
The thing, though, about Richardson specifically, this is why I don't think this is what Indy's doing. The reporting yesterday was that there were a bunch of teams calling them about Richardson. They said he's absolutely off limits.
Until the offseason? When?
I guess, but why wouldn't you just do that now?
When in their next six games, you tell me their record in the next six games for the Colts. They are 4-5.
Yeah.
Bills.
Loss.
Jets.
Where is it? Jets.
New York.
It doesn't matter. Jets.
Loss?
Yeah, loss.
Lions.
Loss.
At the Patriots.
Win.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, okay. But I'll say win.
At the Broncos.
Loss.
Home Titans.
Win.
At the Giants.
Loss.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Home Jaguars.
Loss.
That is...
I gave them one of the bad games, or two of them.
That is 6-11.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's the seventh pick in the draft.
I also wonder if they would... they're not going to say to their word if that's happening, by the way. If their season's unraveling like that, they're putting Richardson back in, right?
Maybe to showcase him and trade him somewhere else, and then draft a guy with the seventh pick.
Like, that's the thing. Do they need to showcase him? Because it seemed like the second he was available, half the league wants him.
Well, if you believe it.
I would believe it. He's played 10 games. If I'm a coach that liked him in the draft process, you've given up on him. If I'm a team that loved him and wanted him, I would say, I haven't seen that dude play football yet. He was already inexperienced. He's attempted 200 passes.
You didn't see him play in college either.
But that's the thing, though. But if you wanted him in the draft process, you would have known what you were getting into. You would have known this is an inexperienced player. And I don't think his numbers are so bad that you couldn't think, hey, there might be something there, because he's getting enough results with big plays and running the ball with his feet. If you want that mobility, you want that athleticism, at a quarterback that's still 22 years old, I think he has value in the league right now. I think the Colts would be doing a disservice if they put him in.
What'd you pay for him? A team that needs a quarterback, what'd you pay?
I pay a second round pick.
A second?
Yeah.
Oh man, they would take it.
You think?
Yeah, I think they would.
I wonder if they would.
I don't think they can get a second for him. I mean, in college, he had 24 touchdowns and 15 picks.
He played, what did he attempt in college? Less than 400 passes?
393 attempts in college.
That's what I mean. He's attempted 600 passes in his life.
Right. I actually don't think there's a whole lot to suggest he is good. He's got some flash plays. He's got some highlight plays.
But those are carrying him to numbers that are similar to middle of the road quarterbacks in the league right now, and he has hardly played football.
But that's what
I would want to see, if he could grow into being a more efficient passer. To me, maybe Allen's trajectory here is what's spooking me about Richardson. I don't think Allen's trajectory is likely for Richardson. I think that was an anomaly. Absolutely.
No, I don't think. I mean,
I'd want to explore if this could be a second anomaly, because he's got freakish athleticism.
I don't think Allen was ever as close to as bad as Richardson was.
First 10 games?
No, that's getting said a lot. I don't think he was ever as bad as Richardson.
I don't know that he was making plays down the field like Richardson was at the beginning. Remember, Allen couldn't hit a ball down the field until his third season. Richardson at least has done that. It's the only reason why he has an ADOT or yards per attempt of over 7 so far this year. He is making plays with his feet. The health thing would be the difference, I guess, too.
Yeah. It's also worth pointing out, Richardson's in his second season. His first season was kind of a wash.
Right.
Because he got hurt. Whereas for Josh Allen, Allen threw for 3,000 yards in his second season.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
I continue to think what the Colts are doing is more about his character and his maturity than it is with his play on the field.
Yeah, that tap on the helmet really drives the conversation.
I really think that's what's happening there. And maybe they're giving up. The Colts are just also, I don't know. Did you see the thing about the owner's daughter being on the sideline of the field right behind the coach?
No. I wouldn't think about it too much.
She's standing behind the head coach with a headset on.
Okay.
That's not weird?
Nah.
I think the whole, Ursay in general, this is not just about that one event that apparently has been happening on the sidelines. That owner hired Jeff Saturday with zero coaching experience midway through a season.
That's true.
They're kind of a joke, right?
Yeah, they're kind of a joke.
Outside of Peyton Manning, that organization is kind of a joke.
But Steichen's not, to me. Steichen had Minshew playing well last year.
Yeah. Well, do we believe 100% Steichen's the one who pulled him?
It's a good question. 803-0550. Judah Fortking of PFF coming up 9 o'clock. We'll chat some football stuff. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. When we get back, it's Worst Call Wednesday. If you like rants, we don't get to have them anymore because the Bills are good, so we don't rant until the postseason. But there was just a beauty of a rant in Cleveland. We'll get you that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.